From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Dominican Republic bows to CARICOM pressure with a pledge to abandon banana exports.
If they're worried because of that, if that is going to bring unbalance within their economies, we're willing to abandon that, yes.
Cuba and the United States clash in the United Nations Security Council, and Suriname looks further afield for help with economic future of the country. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Dominican Republic says it's prepared to abandon plans for the shipment of bananas to Europe. The country's Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, Senor Joaquim Ricardo, gave the assurance today in an interview with Caribbean Report. The Dominican Republic has been the object of much anger among CARICOM's banana-producing countries, since news broke this week that it was gearing up for substantial shipments of the fruit to fifes here in Britain. Caribbean leaders viewed this as a violation of an agreement reached prior to the Dominican Republic's accession to the Lomé Convention. Under that agreement, the Republic agreed to exclude itself from the benefits applicable to ACP banana suppliers to the EEC under the convention. Today, Senor Ricardo told Hugh Crosskill that while his government is prepared to abandon its plans for banana exports, it maintains that it's not sought to violate the agreement.
We were planning to start exportation to England, but always we were trying to export our bananas, paying the 20% that the bananas from Central America, from Latin America, what is called the dollar zone, they paid. So we thought that when we were exporting, but willingly to pay that 20%, we were not in that sense hurting in any way the exports that the Eastern Caribbean countries are doing of banana. And in a few days, we're going to write a letter to the Eastern Caribbean countries, to the Prime Minister, Charles Gontman Mission, telling them the same thing.
What the Caribbean leaders are saying, though, is that in the run-up to the Lomé negotiations, that the Dominican Republic told them that they were not interested in banana exports at all, that you would only produce enough bananas for local consumption.
I told them that there was a difference between the bananas, the plátanos and the bananas, and that we were, and they know, because they have that within the studies that they made, that we were exporting a few bananas to the United States. And actually, I still say the same thing I said. You know, bananas for us is not a central issue like I understand it is for Dominica or for San Lucia or San Vincent and the Grenadines. But it is also an export that we want. And we would like to export that not only to the European community, but to any other area, but without hurting other fellow nations that are members of the Lomé Convention. But we never thought that if we can export, again, I must stress the fact, if we can export the banana, paying the 20%, in other words, competing actually only with the bananas from Central America and from Latin America, we never thought we were going to hurt, that will hurt the Eastern European countries when they can enter with a zero tariff.
Prime Minister James Mitchell of St. Vincent has accused the Dominican Republic of acting in bad faith and says any agreement with you is not worth the paper it's written on, and has also said that as far as he's concerned, in light of this controversy, that any attempt to have the Dominican Republic become a part of CARICOM must now be abandoned.
That is the opinion of Prime Minister Mitchell, and I think, in a sense, with all due respect, a lot of the Caribbean countries have incurred the error of, before talking to us, judging the situation. I'm sorry to hear that within fellow countries of the Caribbean, sometimes, you know, we express opinions that are not within the solidarity context and the cooperational context that we should have.
Would you say now then that you'd like to get all of this behind you and that you're still anxious to become a full-fledged member of CARICOM?
Certainly so, certainly so.
Senor Ricardo, just to wrap it up now, could I ask you again to just give a clear-cut, unequivocal statement to the effect that if the Caribbean is angry, then you are willing to abandon bananas?
If they're worried because of that, if that is going to bring unbalance within their economies, we're willing to abandon that, yes. That is a definite statement.
Hugh Crosskill talking to Senor Joachim Ricardo. Now for a look at what's been happening on the financial markets in London today. The pound ended higher against most currencies and was up 45 points against the dollar to close at $1.69.15. On the London bullion market, gold fell $1.25 to $415.75 an ounce. Among the softs, May sugar was up at $330.4 a tonne, May coffee was up 7 at £590.5 a tonne, and May cocoa was up 9.5 at £631. On the metal exchange, 3 months nickel was up 95 at $6,350, and 3 months aluminium was up 11.5 at $1,452. The United States' decision to withhold $6 million US dollars in support funds promised to Guyana to help them clear up arrears to the IMF.